Turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We'll begin reading at verse 6. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. This is as far as we'll read. I would like to talk to the girls today. So I would like it. Can everybody see me where I am right now? Can you all see me? I know you guys can see me. But is this a problem for anyone? Because I don't mind walking around. I don't mind standing as I normally do. But the message is towards the girls a little bit, and you'll all learn from it. But I would like to be here, if that's okay. Does this work?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. Thank you. All right. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for being a blessing to us. Do you know that you're a blessing to us?
Yeah.
You do. You know that you're a blessing to us? That's awesome. How do you think you're a blessing to us today? Yeah, Monique?
For helping you worship God.
Wow. You should be up here with me. Yes, for helping us worship God. You're sharing your gifts with us. We saw you doing your dance up here. We saw you with the flags in your singing. Miss Karen and I could hear you singing even, which is awesome. You guys did a wonderful job. Keep it up. Keep on doing it. In the text today, God says that he's able to bless us abundantly. God is able to bless you abundantly, it says. Now, but before this text, before he says this, he starts talking to us about giving. About giving, he says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, and not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now, God blesses us, but we're supposed to give to God. How does that work? How does that work? God blesses us, but we're supposed to give. Nobody knows? Okay. I'm not going to get away that easy. Okay. Which is good. You see, God, by blessing us, is giving to us. He gives us everything we need. Everything we could need, and many, many things that we want. So God gives us our homes and our families, the big things like that, places to live, our schools, our churches, our communities, wherever we live, God gives that all to us. Our health, God gives that to us. God gives us everything, the vehicles that we get to drive around in, our parents, our cousins, our grandparents, everybody, and everything that we have, even the very next breath that you take, that comes from God. All of it comes from God. So, hang on. I just took in too much air. There we go. All of it comes from God. And he is willing to give that to us, to bless us with it abundantly. But then he says, you need to give. You need to give. So if we have to give, what are we going to give? And to whom are we going to give it to? Give love and show peace. Another great answer. We give everything that God has given to us to others. We give to others to do what? To bless others. See, when we bless others, we are giving the gifts that God has given to us. We are handing it along to them. We are sharing it. Just the same way that you guys shared your dance with us today. And blessed us with that. We all need to bless each other by giving back to other people what God has given to us. Now, why does God give us stuff? Everything that we could ever want. Why does God give us stuff? Because we need it? Good. Yes? Bingo, because he loves us. He loves us so much that he gives us everything that we need and everything and many things that we want because of his love. So, blessing and giving and love are all equal here. They're all part of the same thing. We give because we are blessed, because we love. This is the way God worked it out. This is God's plan. He loves us so much that he gives to us. He blesses us because of that. Right. And so now we are to do the same. We are to love each other and bless other people because we love them so much. Now, what happens when we say, thank you, God, for all your blessings, and I'm holding on to them all? What happens when that happens? Well, yeah, he doesn't really like that a whole lot, does he? No, because he gives so freely to us, he wants us to give freely to others. And that's why he says, God loves a cheerful giver. That's why the text says God loves a cheerful giver. Not one who's reluctant. What does reluctant mean? What does reluctant mean? Well, you can have it, but I really don't want to give it to you. I really don't. Okay, you can have it. That's what reluctant giving is all about. And without compulsion, it says, without compulsion. What's that mean? Well, compulsion is sort of like when I'm giving to you and I say, all right, fine, you can have it because mom told me to give it to you. Right? That's compulsion, right? God doesn't want any of that. He wants us to love each other and to give to each other out of our love for each other. That's what it's all about. That's the model, that's the design that God made. Why? Because he loves us so much. God, yeah. So, we give to each other we bless each other by giving to each other out of our love for each other. Now, how do we give to God? What do we give to God? And to each other?
We give praise to God.
Okay, give praise to God. Yes? Give love to him. Okay. What else do we give to other people, though? What do we give to others? Any questions? Yes?
Respect.
Respect, that's a big one, yes.
Love.
Oh, yeah, yeah, love. What about helping other people out with stuff? Yep.
Getting up.
Mm-hmm. Getting up, help people get up. What about giving people say, or giving money away. That's often what we do when we say that we want to give something. We adults anyway say money. We want to give money, right? Is giving money a good way to give back to people and to give to God?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. In fact, you guys just collected money for the GEMS program and for the church. And with both programs, we go to help other people out. Okay? So we give money to the church. We give money to other people. We give money to other causes. Maybe some of you have a child that's involved in World Vision. Miss Karen and I, we have a World Vision kid. And that kid, we give a certain amount of money to that child's family every month. And that child lives in a place where they don't have a whole lot of stuff. And that child is blessed because of that. What are other things that we give to people? How can we bless other people? Well, we could do things for them. We could... Well, let's see. We could visit with other people. You know, I was talking to an older couple this week, and they said, you know what, we really don't need a whole lot of things, but we would really like it if some people visited us. And I thought, you know what, that's a nice thing too. We can bless others by visiting. We can bless others by giving. What else can we do? We share. Say very nice things. That's another way, yes. Today we shared our talents. Our talents. When you guys were up here doing your dances, which was very great, and with the flags and everything, you were sharing your talents with others. Brittany was up here sharing her talents on the piano. We all have something that we're really good at. We're all good at something. And so we have talents that we can all share. And in that way, we are blessing other people by doing and giving and just being a loving people that God wants us to be. So God, loving God, loving others is what God wants us to do. Love God first, love others next, and by doing so, we give and we bless. We are a blessing. I encourage you to keep on being a blessing, as you have been up here. And sharing all sorts of your talent and time. Time is another one. And all your gifts that God has given you, share them with others. Just share them, because that's blessing other people. And you know what? In the end, that is blessing God too. Why don't we come to God in a time of prayer? Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you call us to give to you. And out of your abundance that you give to us, God, you allow us to give to others. And we pray, God, that as we have learned that we would continue to see that happen. Bless us, Father, so that we can bless each other. And help us not to hold on to stuff, not to hold on to it, not to hoard it, but to share it with others. Because that's what you call us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.